Okay, we're in Perek Yudal in Hilchos Kelim. Now we're going to deal with the issue of tzamid patil. So, if we recall, that refers to a halachic seal that's placed on containers, and this is going to apply specifically to earthenware containers. And we're going to get into you'll see actually in the first halacha, the Rambam lays out the principle. Halacha Aleph: Kol matzil b'tzamid patzil b'avir kol charis. So, any sealed, any type of seal. A seal covering that protects in a situation of ohel with a dead body inside also protects from tumah a case of the inner space of the earthenware container. Im hitzil b'meis hachamor dinhu hakal. So if the halacha is that it's able to so to speak protect tumah in the more stringent case by a corpse, so of course it's going to protect in from tumah in the case of the inner space of an earthenware container, which is more lenient. Of course, however, anything that doesn't protect the object from becoming tameh in the presence of a dead body in an ohel also will not protect from tumah in the airspace of a earthenware container. So, too, when the seal for tumah does not work in a situation of an ohel and a dead body, so too it won't work for tumah in the case of the inner space, inner airspace of an earthenware container. So what's an example? Ketzah. Kedera shehim malea oklin u'mashkin. So let's say you have a pot that's filled with food and drink. Umukefes samid pasil. And what do you call it? It is sealed closed. Menesuna besocha tanur. And now this sealed pot with food is put into an oven. Hatame desame. Hare hakdera v'chol mashim besocha torah. So the pot and everything inside is torah. Haya hasheretz o mashkin tzmein besocha. But let's say there was a sheretz or a tummy liquids inside, umukefes samid pasil, and it's sealed with some type of seal, a covering, unesuna ba'avir tanur, and it's placed in the inner space of the oven, nitma tanur. So then the entire oven becomes tameh. Lachadal tabas tameya. So if I have a ring that's tameh, shemuvlas besocha levina. Okay, so let's say it is enclosed inside a brick, or machat tameya, or inside, what do you call it, a needle that's tameh, shemuvlas besocha eitz, excuse me. Or needle that's tame that is that is inside, so to speak, a block of wood, but nafil avir kli charis, and it falls into the airspace of an earthenware container, nitzma becomes tame. Apishin naga kikar truma be'etzeh, even if the what it called a loaf of bread that's truma, okay, that touches this wood, obulavena, or this brick, zu tahor, would still be tahor. Hare hain mitamen kli charis maviro, but that's the unique halacha about kli charis. It becomes tame once it enters into the inner space. Let's say a rooster swallows a sheretz or what it called the flesh of a dead animal, the nafula aviyar tanor, right? And it falls into the inner space of an oven, raise a tar, the mace shama tarnagol. But if the rooster dies, then nitzma tana, the tana becomes the oven becomes tame. Because that which is swallowed, so to speak, alive, what it called, excuse me, that which is swallowed by a living object. A living thing protects what it called from kli charis the same way we protect from ohel meis. Okay, dvarin shebesocha peh o besocha k'matan einan kavluin. However, things that are inside a person's mouth or in the folds of his body are not considered as if they're swallowed up, so to speak. So, Ketzah, what's an example? Adam shahayu mashkin tamei besoch piv. So, a person has tamei liquids inside his mouth. The kafetz piv, and what happens? And he closes his mouth. The hechnis rosho la'avir kli charis. And he puts his head into the inner space of a quite large earthenware container, tameo. So they're tame. V'chein tar, so too tar, shayu oklin amashin sof piv. Let's say there's food or liquids inside his mouth. V'hichnis rosho l'avir tanor, and he puts his head into the oven, tame. Nitzmu oklin shem b'fiv. So excuse me, l'avir tanor tame, into the inner space, the open area of an oven that is tame. Nitzmu oklin shem b'fiv. So now the food that's inside his mouth becomes tame. Hayalo b'soch komto kadasha min hasheretz. Let's say inside what do you call it? One of the folds of his body, he has a lentil size of a sheretz, v'chnisul aviyar tanor, and he enters and he goes into the inside of that oven. Nitma tana, the tana becomes the oven becomes tame. Afal pi she'tumah b'socha kamad, even though the tumah is located inside that folded area. L'chavav safok shebala mashkin tamei, a sponge that soaks up tummy liquids, even if it's dry on the outside, enough of avuk licharis, if it falls into the airway of an earthenware container, timah shesof mashke latzes, because eventually we know that the liquid will finally come out. So too, this applies to a piece of a turnip or a piece of a reed. Charasim shenishtam shebhem mashkin tmeim. So let's say I have broken pieces of an earthenware container that are, or let's say broken pieces of earthenware of cheres shenishtam shebhem mashkin tmeim, that let's say they're used for liquids that are tamei v'nagvu, they get dry v'nafal avukli cheres, and then they fall into the inner space of an earthenware container, lo tamei, they don't become tamei. Nafal utanor, let's say they fall into an oven, right? V'husak, and it gets heated up. Nitma, why should sof mashkin latzeis? Because the liquid will eventually come out of there. The medvar mor, and when does this apply? The mashkin kalin. So this only applies to what they call it, liquids of a lower or more lenient form of tuma. Aval b'chamor, more stringent, k'mo dam anida me'meraglaya. For instance, blood of menstrual blood or urine. Im hayu yuchol latzeis, right? If it's able to come out, v'hikbet alav sheyetze, and he's concerned that they will go out, then arayze mitame atanor, then the oven is tame. Api shul husak, if it's not heated up, v'veno makbet alav, if he's not concerned about it, ena mitame, it's not tame ach yusak until it gets heated up, v'yatza mashka, and the actual liquid comes out. So too, v'chein v'gefes chadasha. So we have olive dregs that are newly coming out after being pressed, haba mimashkin tmeim, that comes from, let's say, liquids that are tamei, shehusak ba'tanor, that are used in an olive oil to burn as fuel for the oven, nitma, shesov mashkin latzeis, because at the end of the day, the liquid will come out, aval yishana tar, if they're old olive dregs, it will be tar. Ezel yishana lach hashem shachodesh, so old is considered after 12 months. Mimeduosh yatsa menu mashkin b'shas hesek, let's say I know for sure that the liquid came out at the time of burning. Afil achas shalashanim, even after 3 years, nitma hatanuk yusak. The oven becomes tamei when it gets heated up. Alachazayin kli cheres shechelko mechitza misfaso ad karka osov. Excuse me, ad karka iso. Let's say you have an earthenware container and it has a dividing partition inside it that divides the top rim part from the bottom. Nichnasa tuma ba'avir echa mishnei chalakim, and tuma goes into the airspace of one of the two parts. Nitma hakli kulo. The entire kli is tamei. Because a person doesn't divide up an earthenware container, like you would to an ohel. Therefore, an oven that is divided up by boards or curtains, and that's why if you find a sheretz inside one of the two partitioned areas, the entire thing, a kol tamei, the entire thing is tamei. Let's say a kli has tamei inside it, and that kli is put into the inner space of a bigger kli chares, but the lip of the kli that's tame is outside the bigger earthenware container. So even though the tuma is inside the inner kli, it has to be in it, not in and in it, or in it. So too, let's say I had a kli chares that's tame, and let's say another kli goes into it, that jeshva ochu namashkin, and it has food and drink inside it, usfasa kli acher chutz kli chares, and that the lip of that kli is outside the earthenware container, afish ochu namashkin mechavonin besok kli chares atameh, even though the food and drink are inside that specific kli chares, that's tameh, harei yilatar and the tar, why shenemar kol asher besokho yitzma, only that which is inside, velo shebesok socho, not in inside the inside. Ketzah, so what's an example? Kaveres or kupa or kadera. So let's say our three cases here: a container that's shaped like what do you call it, the beehive, a basket or a pot. That's the fourth one, or a flask. So let's say in any one of these is a sheretz inside. The shilshal kupa la'avir chavis or la'avir tanor. And what do I do? So I lower the, let's say, the basket, into the airspace of a barrel or the airspace of an oven. Afi shesheretz mechuvan besoch avir chavis. So even though the sheretz is definitely located inside the airspace of the barrel, hos spasa kupo chemes lamala misfasa chavis, since let's say the rim of the container is outside the one of the barrel, or misfasa tanor, harei latorah, and it's tar. V'mhaya besocha chemes, a besocha chdera, but if it's inside, let's say the pot, the chiyotz behen, ochu namashkin, food or drink, the shulshon the avir tanor, and I lower it into the airspace of the oven, o l'avir chavis, or the airspace of the barrel, hatmein, then harei latorah, and it's still tar. Haisa kaveres, o kupo chemes, v'chiyotz behen, if one of these containers has nikuvin, it has a hole in it. Now here's what's been switched. Matzilan does not protect from someone. Elima ya sheretz is sochan. The shulshon the avir kli chares is tar nitma. Only if the sheretz is inside it and you lower it into the airspace of the kli chares, that's tar, then nitma. Imayu ochu no mashkin the sochan. If there's food to drink inside this case, the shulshon the avir kli chares hatame, and I lower it into the airspace of an earthenware container that's tame nitma. They're tame. The kami of a nekev. So what's the size of a hole to mess up its protective ability? So if it's a large kli, it's enough for an olive to come out. If it's an earthenware container made for foods, shura kazesim, it is what it called. It's enough for olives, plural, to fall out. Vashin, if it's made for liquid, shiro bekones mashke. So it's very simple. It's the amount necessary for to pour a liquid into it. Also the kach, but let's say it's made for multiple things. Matil noso lechumro. So we go by the stringent hole size. Because yinkav klicheres zeh bekones mashke ena matzim ya klicheres. And therefore, if a hole in the klicheres is made enough, big enough for liquid to come out, that does not save it from tumah. Halacha yud. Sasam nakav nekev klicheres bezefes. Let's say I sealed up the hole in the earthenware container with tar. Imaya sharetz bekli zeh, the sharetz is inside the shosul avir tanur, and I lower it into the airspace of a tanur, a tar, that is an oven that is tahor. Nitzma, it's tamish. Ein atzavin matzil al tumah milatameh k'moshmianer. Because the seal does not save it from tumah, to impart tumah. But let's say there's food and drink inside, and I lower it into the oven that is tameh. Because the whole seal. Any other kli shasasman bezefes that I seal with tar chiyotzebo inamatham ya kli charis would not save it, would not protect it from the tumah of kli charis. Look at al kaveris pechusa. Let's say I have a container that's shaped like a beehive. That's what it called. That has an opening. Shasasam a pachas bekash, that I seal it up with straw. Inamatzalas miyak li charis reina kli. It does not help save it from tumah from an earthenware container because this is not considered a kli. Look at beis achemes bakfisha. So a flask or a stone container, shenifchasu b'motzi rimon, right? So let's say it's open to the point where a pomegranate can get out. Afi shebutlum b'toras kli, even though it is no longer a kli, hare ilu matzilim yachli cheres, it's still able to protect from earthenware container, tuma. V'ushia pachas l'mala misfas kli cheres, as long as the opening is above the outer edge of the earthenware container, b'vachutz, outside of it, via base kibul shalhem mishlosh l'al tzokli cheres, and its receptacle is inside the earthenware container, like a gimel or pashut chiyotzebo. So when I have hide that's flat and it's not like a kli, shashakul avir kli chares, that's hanging in the inner space of an earthenware container, or the avir atanor, or in the airspace of an oven, basheretz besocha or, and the sheretz is inside the hide. Harei atanor tamei, the oven is tamei. Vimaya sheretz betanor, if the sheretz is inside the oven, ochun umashkin, right? Shebetocha or any food or drink that's inside the hide, tmein. Shein matzlam yak kli chares, it doesn't save it from the tomb of the earthenware container, ela kilim sheishlan toch kagon hasalva kuba vachemis. Only containers that have in it a receptacle area, like a basket or things of that nature. Finally, lach yudala, klicharash haisa tomb of a socho, an earthenware container that has tomb inside it, that klicharash tor kafui alpia klia tame. And let's say there is another earthenware container turned upside down on top of the kli that's tame, o shahaya klisha tomb dvuka besocho, or the kli that has tomb attached inside it. Now that's resting over, upside down, over a kli that's tahor. So even though the airspace, so to speak, is mixed between the two, is sharon, that which is tame stays tame, and that which stays tahor stays tahor. Because the tumah never actually entered into the airspace of the other kli. Therefore, if you got chavish, I say, mashkin tahorin, so a barrel that's filled with pure liquids, v'nesuna l'mata minukusha shotanor, and it's put underneath the base of an oven, and a sheretz falls inside the oven. The barrel and the liquids are tahor. Even though the air, so to speak, spaces are mixed. Let's say the barrel is turned over the oven, and its opening is to the airspace of the tanor. Even the liquid that's in the base of the chavis is still considered tahor. That ends Perek Yudalad, and we will pick up Perek Tesvav next time.